Today is on a Youth International Day, and our youth wing, every year they do organize an event, some kind of a symposium. Yesterday, the police issued a statement that Chadema youths are not allowed to organize such a symposium this year. And when the police issued that statement, the youth were already moving from their hometown to their region, which is in the northern Highland of the country. And when the youth were moving, the police started to arrest them in various parts of the country. More than 400 plus youths were arrested. And yesterday evening, the vice chairman of the party, Honorable Tundu Lissu, and the secretary general of the party, John Mnyika, they flew to Mbeya yesterday evening, and they held a meeting in our party offices in Nyasa region. And when they were in the meeting receiving briefing from the organizers of this event, the police surrounded the building and arrested all members who were inside that office. So they detained them until this moment. As we speak, we don't know where they are. We have sent our lawyers in that particular region to go and look after them, but we haven't seen them. And as you know, Honorable Tundu Lissu, he is a person who lives with medication every day.
The police said that the Youth Day meeting had some signs of threatening public peace.
I'm saying the police have a fear of unknown because they are quoting one of the youth organizers that he was telling other youth that Kenyan youth are more organized and liberated compared to Tanzanians. So it is better for the Tanzanian youth to get together, to talk together and get a way of organizing themselves. So the police, they are using that as an excuse.
Did you also say that your national chairman, Freeman Mbowe, has been arrested?
Honorable Freeman Mbowe, the party leader, decided to fly to Mbeya so that he can meet with the police authorities and discuss what is the matter and where about the vice chairman, Tundu Lissu, and John Mnyika, secretary general. But immediately when he arrived at the Songwe airport, he was immediately arrested while in the VIP room. And then until as we speak right now, he is in police custody in their region. His lawyers have been denied access because his mobile phones are confiscated. No information is getting out.
I thought there has been some improvement in the political climate, particularly since President Samia Suluhu came to power. What is happening now?
This new development, I can just say that it is because we are now approaching the national local government election this year in November. So the ruling party is in a panic mode. They have decided again to start using the police. We have issued a statement today that we should not allow our country to go back to the Magufuli time.